This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. COVID-19 hospitalizations are up in Colorado for the first time in 3 months. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The latest numbers posted weekly on the state's dashboard show there are now 88 coronavirus patients hospitalized in the state's hospitals. It's the first increase since mid-January. That's when the Omicron wave was cresting at a far higher level at more than 1,600. The 7-day test positivity rate has continued to tick up and is now at 4.8%. It's the highest figure in a month. The highly contagious BA2 subvariant is now dominant, accounting for 3/4 of all cases as of late March, the latest data available. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado's governor and Denver's mayor are at odds over who should take responsibility for bans on flavored tobacco. Mayor Michael Hancock vetoed such a ban approved by the city council late last year. He says bans should be a state-level issue. However, Governor Jared Polis disagrees and says such bans should be handled at a local level.
Well, we signed a law that specifically left it up to local governments. Most mayors support local control, of course. That's a big part of what they want to do. So obviously, if the mayor wants to impact state policy, he can run for state legislature.
A statewide flavor ban bill has passed in a pair of committees but hasn't yet been heard in either chamber. Governor Polis says he does not support the bill. A high wind warning and red flag warning will be posted for parts of the Front Range, including Denver and Colorado Springs tomorrow. Expect gusty winds and very low humidity, right conditions for wildfires. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.